You're listening to the Twancast, episode number 7.
Jam. Jam is excitement. Ooh, jam. Jam is adventure. Ooh.
Glimmer and glitter, fashion and fame. Ooh, jam.
We are the misfits. Our songs are better. We are the misfits.
And we're going to get it.
Hi, this is Shannon.
Hey, this is Twan.
Hi, this is Julie.
And you're listening to the Twancast.
You're listening to the Twancast.
Twancast is a variety program where pop culture meets subculture.
It goes there.
It goes there.
Why are we friends? I hate you. Hey, guys.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
All right.
Yeah.
You?
Okay. I'm peeling.
You are peeling. That's fucking gross.
Yeah, it's a rule of thumb when you use a facial scrub that you make sure to rinse very well when you have the shower.
Like, well, because when I saw you on the couch, I was like, that kind of looks like skin, but maybe it's like, I don't know, a piece of a Pop-Tart or something. I don't know, I didn't know what it was, you know? So I was like, okay, just, you know, brush it off. And then when you sat down, I saw the other side of your face. I'm like, oh my God, he's a leper.
Yeah, because I don't have moisturizer on, so I won't do it as much, but normally if I go like this...
Okay,
like,
can you not put it on our dining room table, please, where we eat our food?
I'll have, like, hair, and then I'll rub it on skin.
Excuse me.
You have hair?
I'll have hair. I have skin, I'm about to say.
Our dining room table where we eat our meals.
It doesn't matter, because I already burnt it to shit.
That's true.
Do you just not want me to come over anymore?
No.
Oh, it's perfect. You can rub your skin all over our dining room table.
And floss on our couch.
And floss on our couch.
Oh my God, I don't understand the big deal about flossing on the couch at all.
I don't want your plaque laying on our couch.
I'm like cooking dinner and I just see you chilling on the couch in the other room, like...
Flossing. You're just jealous because I floss and you don't.
Actually, I do, so fuck you.
Oh.
Yet again. Oh, look. Lots of fuck yous today.
Yes, we're all grumpy today, apparently.
Apparently.
It's because we're not smoking. And I guess we'll segue into that conversation because Shannon already looked like she was about to have a mini tirade, and then we tabled her because we were going to save it before the podcast.
No, I was going to tell you something good, funny.
Oh, were you? We made the comment that we were talking about not smoking, and Julie stopped smoking like 3 weeks ago, and I stopped smoking like a week and a half ago, and Shannon stopped smoking like yesterday, and I made the comment that
I didn't have any Thursday, Friday. Saturday. I had 2 Sunday, none Monday, and then Tuesday, and then Saturday.
Okay, thank you for that detailed statistic.
I had two cigarettes in 1 week, so.
So it's been 2 days since last smoke. And I had made the comment.
Yeah, but it was like 3 days before that.
It doesn't count if you smoke in between.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyway, the point being that I had made the comment to Shannon that I didn't want her to stop smoking.
Oh, yeah.
Especially while Julie and I are stopping smoking, or at least trying to. Because I've realized that the dynamic of all three of us quitting smoking together, while it sounds good in theory, doesn't work.
But the thing is, we didn't quit smoking. We just kind of just stopped doing it.
Stopped.
Yeah, you just stopped. And I just stopped, too, because I was feeling sick for those couple days. And then after, like, 3 days, I was kind of like, well, I might as well do something with it instead of going out and buy them. Because I felt better not smoking, you know. But it just, it doesn't make sense, I don't know. I just think it's going to be bad in the long run if we all quit at the same time.
Well, fuck you.
Well, no. Why? Is this a personal attack? Why are you fucking me?
You go back to smoking then.
Why don't you go back to smoking?
Because you were the last one to quit. Or not quit. Or just stop.
See, I think this is better than any of the other attempts that you guys have ever done. Because you're not, like, making a conscious effort saying, on this date, this is the last possible date, we're gonna smoke.
You're just like, yeah. I don't know, though. When we go to my parents' house Thanksgiving, that's gonna be a killer.
I can't wait till Thanksgiving.
Except we're gonna want to smoke like fiends.
Mm. Oh, yeah, you're driving down to Jersey in a few weeks.
Yeah, the driving isn't the problem. It's getting to my mom's house where she smokes like a fiend.
We have to bring the PC. We have to bring the iBook, then we also have to bring the PC.
Why?
So we can play party poker with your mom.
We're obsessed. Obsessed.
Do you really need to bring computers to play poker with your mom? You can't just take a deck of cards and play poker?
Well, so we can do it online with the other
people. Do it online with her every day when you're not there.
I know, but this isn't the downtime. Like, because we like to play at night, we like to play cards at night, like her mom and her dad and me and her, maybe her sister sometimes, you know, maybe the crazy aunt will come over. It'll be fun. But during the day, when you're just kind of hanging out, sitting on the couch, eating leftovers and stuff, it's good to have the laptop there to play.
Okay. Well, good. You can bring your laptops with you.
What does it matter to you?
It doesn't. It just seems crazy to bring computers just to play poker, which is something you do every day anyway.
Yeah, well, I'm probably going to need it to do homework anyway. So.
No.
Perhaps.
Not the laptop, just the iBook.
I might need the laptop.
No.
We'll talk about this later.
Okay, yeah, they don't care.
They do care. You
they
care.
Don't care about our computer drop.
They care, you like it.
So what do you guys want to talk about?
The new iTunes phone?
Ah, the Razer Tunes or whatever the fuck it's called.
I think they're coming out. Razer,
yeah, yeah. Well, no, actually, it's like the Razer or something or other, but and it's gonna have iTunes in it. It's pretty much gonna be the same as the first one. So it's just gonna look cooler, and I guess they think that's enough to keep you from bringing it back.
See, I think.
Well, the Razer's a cool phone. I personally don't like it and wouldn't want one. But I can still admit it's a cool phone, even though
I've just heard so many bad things about those breaking so easily. Stacy had one.
Well, they're like so thin.
Yeah, Stacy had one, and it like lasted 3.2 seconds or something like that.
But that's not necessarily a prereq, because you know I've had my Nano, and God knows if the Nano were a cheap product, it would have broken 20 seconds because it's me.
Yeah.
And the fact that mine still functions and doesn't have any serious damage to it is a testament about how
it just looks like
sturdy it actually is.
I just think it's crazy that they're releasing a new iTunes phone
after the one that's out, the Rocker.
Did you see? It's down to 150 now.
The Rocker?
Yeah.
It was 250. Now it's 150.
It sucks.
You know what? I think Razer has more of a pull with the new pink Razer that's coming out than the iTunes Razer.
here's the point. If the Rocker for an iTunes phone's work, it has to be a good phone with iTunes. It's not gonna sell a phone just because it has iTunes on it. Like if it's a good phone that people would buy without iTunes, and I think it would do great if it had iTunes. But you can't make a piece of crap phone and be like,
iTunes
it's an iTunes.
The Sidekick.
They should. Sidekick 3, I don't know when the hell that's coming out, but I've heard so much speculation about it.
I think, and I don't know for sure, but I think it's coming out right before Christmas.
Yeah, I've heard arguments to the contrary. They thought that. That's what I had heard before, which is why I was all like, oh, don't want to get Sidekick 4 yet, you know. And Sidekick 4. Yeah, my first one broke into backup. My second one broke. Got my grandpa third one on eBay. Now this will be my fourth one that's coming in the mail.
That's right.
Which is why I didn't want to get.
You're on Sidekick 4.
Which is why I didn't want to get this one, but I had heard that the new one isn't gonna come out. That they're not even close to releasing it yet. So that's why I was like, fine, I'll get the new one. But apparently they want.
Yeah, well, Apple wasn't gonna introduce a video.
This is true. Now that I've thank you for contributing to our podcast show. Now that I've bought Sidekick 4, the new Sidekick will come out like that. So.
But isn't that fun when other people are doing it?
We can have like a symphony.
Yeah. Dun 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 dun.
Dun 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 dun. Stop transcribing.
What's the matter with you?
Nothing.
You look like you're in a coma.
Shut up, I'm not.
No more hunger.
No more cranky.
I don't want a cigarette.
No, for funsies, Shannon. For funsies.
I was fine until I was talking about it. Now Audrey's talking.
Funsies? Hey, I just told you that you should smoke. Because you know what it is? Because when we all quit smoking. Okay, and you know whose fault it is that we start smoking? It's yours and it's mine. And it's not Julie's. And this is what happens when we quit smoking.
I'm glad I'm not to blame for something.
Because this is what happens. Julie is a quiet sufferer when it comes to smoking.
I'm a quiet sufferer when it comes to everything.
I think it's a pride thing. Like, when she quit smoking, she doesn't want to talk about it. She doesn't want to think about it. She just wants to forget it exists. But when you and
I should do with everything.
But with you and I, equally, Shannon, when we quit smoking, we're very much like, we try not to talk about it, but one of us, like, if we go out to, like, Chinese buffet, like, every other time we quit smoking, it's been that both of us have quit smoking, we've gone out to a large meal, and someone has to be like, I would like a cigarette, and then that's it. That's it.
And then you're reaching for the 7-year-old sale open Tahoe cigarettes that have been sitting in Shannon's glove box for 14 years.
Because after that, it's like, no, I don't want one. And you know what it is? And it's like, no, but I want one, but I don't want one. But then it started. And then it's like, well, it would be really nice, but I don't want it. And we just, we talk about it more and more. We talk about it.
Or you flick your lighter. And then Shannon's like, oh.
Yes, I was fine until just now.
Until he started talking about it.
And now I want a cigarette.
And this is why this is where the whole logic of us quitting separately came from, was the fact that, no more tapping.
Was that the fact that tapping is because you're having a nick fit?
And I realized, like, last week, you know, I had gone the whole week, you were still smoking, and I wasn't smoking. I was watching you smoke, we went out to have cigarettes. I never once wanted a cigarette. The entire week. And it wasn't until we watched Degrassi the other day when you didn't have a cigarette and you sat down on the couch and you were like, I wish I were smoking right now. And in that one moment, I was like, I do too. I wish I were smoking. And it made me realize, in that very instant, it made me realize that watching people smoke doesn't make me want to smoke in the slightest bit. Talking about the fact that I can't smoke and want to smoke makes me want to smoke.
In your head. For the record, by the end of this podcast, they will have gone to Cumberland Farms again.
No.
No, I don't even want cigarettes, but I want you to smoke.
I don't want cigarettes for me. I want them for you.
No, I really don't.
No, I'm not smoking unless you're smoking. So.
I'm not smoking unless you're smoking. Okay.
If you smoke.
Okay, we'll just have one. We'll split a pack. Oh, but I don't smoke your cigarettes. Oh, okay. Then we'll just each buy a pack, and we'll both have one out of the pack, and it'll be okay. Then we'll just
have
it again.
I'll just have to whip out that emergency pack of your brand that I keep in my glove box.
Why don't you keep one?
Because I don't really want to start smoking again.
Because he smoked them last time he quit.
Yes, you do want to smoke. You want to smoke so bad.
No, I really don't.
After the show's over, we'll light up right in the house. Right in the house.
No.
Don't play the right in the house card.
No.
Because that's a privilege around here.
Right in the house. In my house, too. Right in the house. You smoked all the time on Fridays when I was at home right
now. Why can't you? If we're giving you permission to smoke and I'm actually saying I want you to smoke, why don't you just...
Because I don't want to be the only one.
No, but you're helping us all quit smoking in the long term.
She's not helping me.
Well, she's helping. No, she is helping you, because if we start smoking again, you're gonna start smoking at some point if we don't quit.
I will quit.
I think you're wrong.
It is fine.
I think you can bite my ass.
She didn't smoke all the time that we were smoking.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the long term. If we don't quit smoking and we smoke forever, how long do you think Julie's gonna last not smoking?
It is cold. I don't like to smoke in the cold. If it was the summertime, maybe.
So anyway, I think you should buy cigarettes.
If you're at the beach,
you go out and buy cigarettes.
I have to go and fucking buy cigarettes that I'm not gonna smoke for you while I'm quitting.
Why are you pushing the envelope?
Because you're gonna be like, much.
Okay, Shannon's gonna smoke. She's gonna smoke one cigarette. Okay, I'm gonna sit there and watch her. Oh, Shannon, can I just bum a cigarette? It's just gonna be one. I swear to God.
I know you don't believe me, but I don't even want to smoke. I don't want to smoke right now.
So if you don't want to smoke, you shouldn't even care if I smoke or not.
Well, I do, because if you want to smoke and you're not smoking, then all you're gonna do is talk about wanting to smoke, and then that's gonna make me want to smoke.
But I'm talking about now, and you don't want to smoke.
Yeah, now, but my strength is
reversed. Well, that he's doing the reverse psychology thing. He's saying he doesn't want to, and he wants you to, but deep inside, even though he won't admit it, he really wants to smoke.
I don't. All right, fine.
Just admit it to yourself.
I don't want to smoke.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah. I've known you. For how long have I known you? You can't go, like, 15 seconds without smoking.
Well, it's been, like, a week and a half and I haven't had a cigarette. And I don't want to smoke.
Yeah, and then as soon as she starts smoking, you're going to cave in.
I watched her smoke last week and I didn't smoke.
Because you're still feeling kind of crappy.
There wasn't that many times that I saw you. But it doesn't matter, I'm not smoking.
Okay, conversation over. Obviously, there's agreement to disagree. It's fine.
I'm sorry you had to listen to that.
That's all we had to talk about anyway, so.
No.
It's like mommy and daddy fighting. Everything's kind of awkward.
Well, we prefaced that whole conversation with we're not smoking, so I'm sure they expected it.
The L word is coming back in January. Not the end of February as last year and as we were told this year. Early January.
When is Huff coming back?
Maybe after the L word?
When is 24?
After. That's going to be like a year and a half that it's been on since it's been on.
Well, because Hank Azaria was on Broadway.
Well, fuck that.
Frank? Fuck Frank Huff Azaria. Fuck Frank.
That's all I got. That's all I have on my little educate sticky.
Okay, well, I have something, and it's probably no...
Educate. Oh, they can't see that.
Did you actually hold it up to the mic so that they can see your sticky?
Fuck you!
Oh, ow, it hurt so much when you threw it at me.
Oh, you get it. Have you seen the new buses?
No.
The new Providence buses?
No.
They have stadium-style seating.
What are you talking about?
I swear to God.
Like they start off low and they get higher.
They start off low and they get higher in the back. I don't know what the purpose of that is. I see them every day. And I was telling Anthony, I'm like, well, maybe it's because the people in the back want to see out the front window. And he's like, the side of them is all fucking windows.
I know, the entire bus is like a big window.
They made the side windows bigger and longer.
You know what I think it is? It is specifically for the reason that... for the like two times that I've ridden the bus in my life, that the freak who's gonna sit in front of me and turn around with the lazy eye and be like, "Duh," is gonna be lower than me so that I can pretend to not see him.
That is the whole reason.
Yes, exactly. You're like, "Sorry, I don't see you. Oh, I don't see you." Look over at me.
Yeah, well, at least you never had somebody tell you they want to scoop your eyes out and carry them around in your back pocket.
Yes, I am lucky for that.
That was on my way to meet you at Pride.
Was it?
Yes, the first time.
I'm sorry. You've never had good experiences
going to
coming to my house or coming to meet me in general. No.
The time the guy in front of me got like carjacked and killed. Yes. And
Julie's
stuff.
Been like held at gunpoint by clowns. Like she's had crazy shit happen just meeting me. I don't know.
Yeah.
This is all pre-Shannon though, hence the bored glazed look in her eye, which is usually saved for sex. But
hey, fuck you.
So, okay, let's see. What else do we have?
I hope you have something. My sticky is done.
Okay, you're sticky.
Yeah.
That was a waste of a sticky.
Stop it! You guys are both so fidgety.
Sorry.
Stop.
That was what you were doing when you were talking. You're like, and then there's this. And then there's this.
Oh.
Well, that's what you were doing. And then she's like...
Oh, why did we podcast today? So, I was reading an article, speaking of Christmas time, I was talking about the new trend this year, and
which
I know,
is?
And it is saving your Christmas trees from the year before and recycling them and putting lights on them and using them again the following year.
Are you serious?
No. So you guys could start that trend with your Christmas tree.
No, we're gonna get rid of our Christmas tree before Christmas.
Yeah, they still have their Christmas tree from last year on their porch.
And it's a bag.
November.
It's in a bag.
It is in a bag. It looks like a dead body.
Into a bag in like January,
July. Because we were afraid that we were gonna flick our cigarette ashes on it and start a big fire.
But what I'm thinking is, and I kind of conceded to this fact, is I don't want to look like the crazy person on the block throwing a Christmas tree away in like the middle of the summer. So what I figured I would do is wait until after this Christmas is done and just throw two trees away.
Oh.
Look like we're really festive.
Oh. Well, you know
it's
what?
It's going to be fun. You should come out with me when I throw the Christmas tree off the balcony. We can both pick it up from like one night and then just swing it off. Look like we're throwing a body.
And we can start swinging and then your porch can come crashing down.
Yeah, when is he going to fix that?
I don't know if he's going to. He said it was okay.
No, he said don't go on it.
Yeah, and then he said it was okay.
When? I don't remember him saying it was okay.
I remember him saying
that
it was okay.
That shit don't look okay.
No, it don't look okay.
Okay, so in real life, as in podcasting, I was telling a story.
Oh, yeah.
No, you weren't. You were talking some crap about a Christmas tree that wasn't true.
Yeah. That wasn't true?
She's like, did you really read that article? And you're like, no.
No, about that. But no, that wasn't the real point of the story. The real point
know,
of the story
you
was...
you brought it up, and then it's your fault. That's why I went off on a tangent.
Okay.
Why do you have my name on there?
It's from
the It's her hit
picture.
List. You're the one and only name on there.
Oh, okay.
You said, oh, well, you understood, and then you didn't get it.
I'm so re-practicing the actual edit in this podcast. Like, I'm just segments gone, like this one I'm saying right now.
Oh, segments gone. Yeah. No.
Yeah, okay, so I was telling the story of the Christmas trees. And the new trend in Christmas trees this year is upside-down Christmas trees.
That's stupid.
What the fuck?
If you go to ChristmasTreeForMe.com, you can buy upside-down Christmas trees now.
Why would you want an upside-down Christmas tree?
Because it's easier to hang ornaments on, I guess.
It's ugly. It's
How would that be easier to hang?
Well, because you have the bigger branches on top, you know? Because normally all the bigger branches are on the bottom, and you have to bend over.
That is what curtains the presents, the gifts.
But you now you have so much more room underneath because you only have the little piece. You don't have the huge tree.
Well, what if you're poor like us and you can't afford to put a lot of gifts?
Then you don't get a tree anyway. I don't know. I'm not making this up. This is.
Well, you should know all the answers. If you're going to talk about it, you should know the answers.
I don't think I need to explain the logic behind it. It's a social trend. I'm just explaining that it is.
It's not a trend.
I'm not trying to justify it to you. Yes, I made it up. I've actually made the website ChristmasTreeForMe.com too, where you can buy these trees.
I'm sure it sucks. I was bored.
Yes.
Like, you suck.
It was actually kind of cool, and they have lots of different trees. They have the spiral trees and.
Know what I don't like?
What?
I don't like those like silver and gold trees. I think they're so gaudy looking and disgusting and.
I don't mind silver. Gold, they look old to me.
One of my aunts used to always get a gold. Like, she always had the gold tree. Like, it was like a gigantic, monstrous gold tree just sitting around, you know, and she decorated it with all like gold, like stuff. And
that's fine if you have an apartment and stuff to match it. That, like, if you have a really nice apartment that fits into, then yeah. But like, if you had a gold tree, we'd be like,
what is that monstrosity?
Yeah. No, I hate colored lights too.
We are actually going to get the eye tree this year.
The eye tree. Does it play iTunes music?
Yes, I love colored lights.
I hate colored lights. They're trashy.
The colored lights was made on our tree.
I hate colored lights because they're trashy, but I like fake trees because they're convenient. So.
No, you know what? Colored lights can be trashy, and I do agree with you, and I really don't like them generally, but it depends on how the tree is decorated and what degree of color.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think depends how
stupid and sparring, not fun.
How sparingly you use the colored lights. White trees are elegant and classy. I know you don't understand those words, but...
Oh, because Mr. Skin Falling Off My Face does.
I will rub my floss on your face. You shut up.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. I don't know.
Could you figure out how to fix my dad's Xbox?
Right now?
Did you?
No, I couldn't. I don't.
Did
I
would say anything?
No, okay. I looked at a bunch of gaming sites too. And if anybody knows how to change the controlling options in NASCAR 06 for Xbox, give us a shout out at twancast@gmail.com explaining how to. I don't know how. And Shannon's father's trying to play. And apparently the controls are too sensitive.
Really, like the steering. Like all over the place.
He's all over the place. Well, I did read, and it's kind of funny, that in the first couple of laps in all the races, they can't help but crash.
Why?
I don't know. They said just the steering in the first couple of laps. But that could have just been somebody who sucks. Being like, I can steer with your window. We should get him the steering wheel.
I think he was going to get one.
Like right now?
I don't know.
Like he was on his way to Walmart?
Yeah, he was on his way to Walmart.
The 45-minute drive.
At Walmart.
He should wait till Black Friday.
I hate those
holidays.
It just pains me thinking about it.
Because you work retail.
Yes, I worked at a toy store. Three Black Fridays of my life. Or Green Friday, as we like to call it. Because it was so money-making.
Oh.
I used to hate it. But it was fun because we'd have like one last toy left, one of the hot toys left, and we would just walk around the house, last one, who wants it? You know, like people would run and get out of line and fight when they get back into line. Who's here? It was fun.
Oh my god, I would not want to be the person holding the last of anything on Black Friday up and being like, who wants it?
I would just throw it.
Yeah.
Who wants it?
Yeah, I want to fight to the death for it.
Well, they did fight to the death
for the Furbies.
Yeah.
And took me almost.
Well, I wasn't working at the toy store at that point, but the Furbies, they were huge. They got into fist fights.
I never had a Furby.
Furby got
and the
it.
Pokemon cards.
Do they sell Furby anymore?
They reintroduced Furbies, and now it's got like this big forehead, like a fro head.
A fro head?
Fro head, yeah. It looks weird. It looks like our cat's chest area.
Have Furbies been out that long that they need reintroduction?
Yep. Oh, do you know a toy? Sorry. Was reintroduced and it's scary as fuck now. Mm-mm. Glowworms.
Oh, really?
I used to see the glowworm every night.
Yeah, yeah. Glowworms, it used to be like this like little like weird looking thing, but it was cute, you know? Now it looks like a demon worm.
They were kind of creepy before.
No, too. I love my glowworm. I slept with it every night. Every night.
I love my pillow
person. And what did you do with your glowworm?
That's none of your business.
I love my gem doll with the earrings that lit up.
You had a gem doll?
Yeah, so I have a gem doll. Gem. Gem is excitement. Ooh, gem. Gem is adventure. Ooh. I had a gem doll on her. You turn around in earrings with red. Yeah. Like her hologram earrings.
I used to have this little thing next to my bed.
What was Gem's name? Her other ego. Ugh. Jericho something, right?
I don't even know.
If you know Gem's other name, tell us.
At twancast@gmail.com.
Because Gem was the rock star, but she was somebody else by day.
I have that song in my head now, and I hate you.
Are you okay? Don't die. All right, so what do you say? 25 minutes? We're, again, sorry, just busy. So busy to look up stories. It's been a slow news 2-3 weeks.
No Apple products have come out.
I think that we should make a point of just podcasting every day, and then I'll just take like the two best ones and put those up.
I don't have time for that. I have homework.
Yeah, December 17th. 4 weeks. 4 weeks, baby, and I'm all yours. All yours. Friday lunches, gallivanting around the city, eating Walton wieners. Oh.
I was so confused because I was like, why are my glasses over there? And then I'm like, wait, I'm wearing my glasses. How is that possible? And then I forgot that Julie and I pretty much have the same glasses.
All right. Do the outro.
Ooh.
Those are...
Ooh.
Hi, outro. Ooh.
They're nothing.
Julia's contacts in.
I have contacts in, so that's what it looks like when people who have good eyesight
put your glasses on.
Yeah.
Well, actually, your vision's worse than some I've seen.
Julia, so.
The fact that I can sort of see.
You're almost hot.
I'm almost hot.
Through your glasses, you are.
Are they bear goggles?
Yeah.
Well, you know I'm blind as a bat. Oh, I had an outro.
Right. Yeah, outro.
The enthusiasm is just
I'm sorry, it's nothing against you, audience. It's just a bad day.
It is the Nick fitting.
And the PMSing.
Yeah, I noticed the pearls chilling out next to my it was like, ooh, the economy size box.
It's the variety pack.
It goes for your light, heavy, and just regular cheese. It's like $2.
You can email us at twancast@gmail.com, or you can find us on the web at www.twancast.net or twancast.com, because I am booked now.
Since when?
Since like an hour ago.
Why?
Because I didn't want people thinking twancast.com and going there, and then we might get famous and someone else will buy it and exhort us for it, and I'll make it like a porn site.
So you really bought another domain?
$2.95 for the year. I think it's cool.
Okay, cool. What's phone number?
I don't remember.
603-977.
Yeah, of course I know. But I'm the only one who knows.
Just say the phone number.
206-339-TWAN.
I was close.
You weren't really near close.
No.
And TWAN is 8966, if you were wondering, because I never actually say that.
But Julie is 5854.
Is Julie 5854?
Yep.
Is that why you're J?
K5854.
Oh. How clever.
Yeah. 5854.
Shannon is 7854. 3. I don't know.
Okay, so thank you for listening.
What is Twan?
8966.
I'm gonna call you 8966 from now on.
8966.
You can call me 5854.
We don't know what the hell to call Shannon. That's too long of a number.
What is
Shan?
7?
I have no clue. I'm just making it up.
I'll call you 7.
Alright, bye.
That seems so fast.
I know, but nobody's moving on here with the closing and the outro.
But they just want to hear our voice because they love us.
Hi, and you're listening to the Twan Chat.
Twan Chat?
Twancast.
You know, you can't say that right at the intro. It's either every single week you're like, hey, you're listening to the pond.
Do you even know what we do here?
No, I just come to the table. In hope of loose women and free booze. And I have not been encountered by either. No loose women here. 5854. What?
Don't say bye.
Ranch.
Ranch.
Ranch. What the hell's my problem?
Glamour and glitter, fashion and fame. Oh, Jen.
You better not edit that out. That better be our podcast in full.
Can we just all together, can we just sing the theme Jen song and then...
You know, I don't even know
Jen. Jen is excitement. Ooh, Jen. Jen is adventure. Ooh, Jen. Glamour and glitter, fashion and fame. Jen!
What did the Misfits say? I forget.
We are the Misfits. We're gonna get her. We are the Misfits. No, our songs are better. We are the Misfits. Our songs are better. We are the Misfits.
And we're gonna get it.
Oh my god. Jeff!
Okay, My Little Pony.
No, I don't think My Little Pony has a song.
Did they have a song?
I don't know. I didn't watch My Little Pony.
Did you ever have Teddy Ruxpin?
Teddy Ruxpin?
You know what? It's funny. I always wanted Teddy Ruxpin.
I had one.
But we couldn't afford Teddy Ruxpin, so I got Cool Bear.
Did you get the generic? Yes.
I got Cool Bear. And I was so excited to get Cool Bear because he had like a hat and some glasses on.
Oh, I had
Teddy Ruxpin. But his tape didn't go in him. It went in the cassette.
So he didn't actually have anything about him other than he was a bear.
Oh, he was a bear that came with a tape.
Aww. That was for the poor families.
Aww.
I used to try to take his glasses off and put them on me, but they were sewn right here. At the bridge of his nose.
Oh, I had Teddy Rux.
Ruxpin.
And his eyes would blink like this.
Yeah, he was very like horror movie-esque.
Yeah, but I had him.
I almost bought a little pound puppy. We were like almost at ocean. So we just kind of like bounced back up, and you were
it's like a conversation
again.
With my father.
We thought you were dead, but you were wrong. We tricked you. You were like sitting there with your finger on the off button, and we were like, no, just kidding.
I had a pound puppy. I had pound kitties too.
I love pound purries. Yes.
Pound purries.
Pound purries. They were called pound purries.
Oh.
And because my sister had one because.
My
girls, cats are gay, and my dad wouldn't buy me a pound furry. So I got pound puppies, and Raina, my special sister, got a pound furry, and I used to take it from her all the time, because I like cats more, and I'd sit there, and I'd play with the pound furry, and then rub it up against my nose. Yeah.
Why can't boys have cats?
I don't know. Because the fact that it's called a pound furry, it just makes you think leather, I don't know.
Leather. I could see if it was like a... Pound cow.
A pound cow?
Pound cow.
Yeah.
My buddy.
My buddy.
I didn't have kid sister.
Kids.
I would have liked kid sister.
The commercials were so cool because it looked like they were having so much fun going into the treehouse with their little my buddy and kid sister.
I never had a my buddy.
I never had
a What did my buddy do? Anything?
No, it was just a doll. It was a doll for boys.
I wonder if I can find a my buddy on eBay. I wonder how much they would go for.
I wonder if I could find a Cool Bear on eBay. I would like to get him again. He was my buddy. Not my buddy, but...
The generic version. That's like, the Mystico. The
Dancer
Queens. The generic version.
He's got a turban.
Turban? Fez! No, I'll tell you Ruxpin!
Why can you not say Ruxpin?
She can't say Montpelier either.
Montpelier? Why?
Yeah.
Montpelier. I always forget what it is.
You know what it is? It's you go so out of your way to articulate every sound where sometimes you just have to say fuck it and just like say the word.
Montpelier.
When we were in Vermont last year, she was like, Montpelier.
Well, what is the word that you can't say? We talked about it. Spaghetti, no. Tampa?
I don't know.
There was a word that you couldn't say. Oh, okay.
Specific?
Okay. Yes, like...
No, Shan's mom can't say that.
Oh, specific.
Yeah, my mom says specific.
Oh, no, I thought you were saying, like, a specific word. I was saying, yeah, specifically, we're talking about.
Okay, bye. Any last words to the our adoring fans?
They're gonna kill me. Oh.
Oh, we're not gonna kill you. And if we killed you, you would like it.
Dorian and Dorian fans.
Dorian. Do we say all the outro stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, like 10 minutes ago.
Before I asked if anybody had a Teddy Ruxpin.
Oh my god. It's like this is gonna be trying to trill.
Hello!
It's rrr, not rrr.
Bye, okay, okay. This is really bye, really.
This is a really bye?
Cross our heart and hope to die bye.
Shannon is contradicting my freedom of speech. She does not want me to say the important things, but I need to get out.
Oh, and anyone who lives in Maine...
Are you cramping right now?
Anyone who lives in Maine out there, congratulations on the...
Say no number one.
The no on one.
Yes, anyone who's in Texas out there?
I'm sorry.
That was a nice split.
If you voted...
If they're listening to us and they're in Texas, they're probably gay-friendly, so we probably don't want to be like, fuck you.
Well, maybe they didn't know we were gay.
When they signed on. Yeah. I didn't market the gay thing originally, but I figured I should put it out there. To not scare them.
Okay, we're at 35 minutes.
We have a lot of stuff to talk about.
Yeah, not to mention that, like, 20 of it was the smoking debate.
Yes. Oh, okay. Shannon is breaking things now.
So Shannon's ripping post-its. It's getting intense in here.
Alright, guys. We will see you soon, hopefully.
We will not see anyone. We will speak to them.
Didn't we do this already? The whole see you later. Bye.
Bye.